Weddings are big occasions around the world, and they are celebrated differently by various cultures. My husband and I courted for 7 years before we got married. Now that's a story for another day. But when the day finally arrived, my gown was ready, his suit was ready, the dresses of my bridesmaids were ready, the suits of his groomsmen were ready, etc. We were poised and ready for action. But imagine a situation where the wedding day arrives for a certain bride, but she's not ready for the grand occasion. Her gown is all dirty and ruined. How sad it would be both for her and her groom. In the Bible, the church is described as the bride of Christ, and he is our groom. In fact, the marriage between a Christian husband and wife is just a typology of the relationship between Christ and the church. See Ephesians chapter 5. And Christ is going to come for his bride one day and take her home, just as the groom takes his bride home after the wedding. Humans are made of body, soul, and spirit. Our body is that part of us that we can see and touch. Our soul consists of our intellect, will, and emotion. Our spirit is the part of us that connects with the spiritual world. Jesus came to earth to die for us, so that by believing on him, we can have eternal life with him. When we accept Christ as our Savior, our spirits are reborn. See Titus chapter 3, verse 5. When we die, our physical bodies stop living, but not our spirits. Those who have accepted Christ will spend eternity with him, while those who rejected him will spend eternity in hell. The question is, are you ready as the bride of Christ for that big day? We should look forward to it with eager anticipation and daily try to get ourselves ready for it. While we work our jobs, take care of our families, and even preach the word, we should daily examine ourselves to be sure that we are ready for his coming. Would you be ready on that day? Is your gown stained and ruined, or is it sparkling white? We wash our robes in the blood of Jesus. Revelations 22 verse 14. Have you washed yours? There's a timeline for a time on this earth. This timeline is either when we die or when Christ returns. We do not have control over any of these events, but we can choose where we would spend eternity by accepting Jesus as Savior. If you would love to accept Christ as your Savior, simply say the prayer below. Jesus, thank you for dying for my sins. I receive your gift of eternal life. Come into my heart and help me to live a life that pleases you. Amen. Our scripture for reflection and thoughts is Revelations chapter 19, verse 7. So we will be glad and happy and give him praise. The wedding day of the Lamb is here, and his bride is ready. Shalom.